7 movement in 2 parts. Now, is it just me, or does that remind everyone of Charles Dodge?
Kiss me.
Because I don't know any other recordings that use that thing, and I don't know, and it, even though it sounds like a basic sound and a basic vocal program, I don't know where to get it.
Kiss me. Lilies.
In 64, they in Brazil, they took over the government, the fascists, right? And they pretty much for the next 20 years, they just ran the show. You know, they wanted a succession of military dictatorships. You know, they were all factions fighting each other. So, like, members of my family, like, you know, were at times tied to, like, you know, so-called subversive movements. And, you know, I mean, I had, like, one uncle, great uncle, who, like, was pretty much taken out of the country by the Communist Party because he would have been killed, you know. So it's just kind of weird sometimes because, you know, you got to remember how a democracy is only that really in a really sort of, contrived context. Like, everything we live, right, every idea we have about democracy in our society always seems to have something to do with some really ideal, transcendental belief in, you know, you're above sort of our fears and wants. But in reality, I mean, we just have a society where it's a capitalist society. It's give and take, there's a lot of competition involved. And our rights and our beliefs and ideas are traded on an open market. And that, you know, the way freedom we think of freedom here is not the way people think of freedom everywhere else. You know,
if it don't make money, it don't fly.
True.
ciao a tutti, vi sto chiamando da ieri. Buongiorno, buon risveglio e soprattutto buona giornata. Voi avete gustato la notte che io devo ancora trascorrere. E quindi evidentemente il tempo esiste e a volte gira anche al contrario.
Your local jazz guitarist. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
Sí.
Sir. Hi. Do you speak English?
No.
Okay. Listen. I'm trying to find a Italian jazz guitarist. I've traveled to Italy. I've traveled to Italy to actually, find an Italian jazz guitarist to teach me jazz guitar. So, do you know where I can find one?
You've gone too far.
No.
No. Wait. Now, let me ask you a question.
Si.
Okay. Now, I'm in Italy. I spent a lot of money to get here. I mean, like lots and lots and lots of money. So, where can I find this jazz guitarist?
Non lo so. Dovresti cercare molto.
What? Okay, yeah, right. Okay, so, right. What if I gave you money and then you told me... What was that?
Quanti.
Okay, what if I gave you money and then we just... you told me where this jazz is... What are you doing? What is that?
Quanti soldi?
What are you... Okay, look, I'm going to roll out the money, all right? So,
quanto denaro?
Okay, like, we're talking, okay, 1 euro, okay? 2 euro... 3 euro, 4 euro. What?
Non per così poco.
You don't. Shit. What? I don't understand, man. Come on. What?
Non per così poco denaro.
But what if I? Okay. Okay. All right. All right. You want me to take my shirt off? Is that
it? No.
Is that what you want? You want me to take my? Okay. All right, here. Okay. I'm taking it off.
No.
What do you want? All right. You know what? Forget this. You know, I always thought Italy was a friendly country, but you know, I'm at it. You know, I'm personally gonna, just, you know, you just go to hell, all right? I'm just gonna find someone else to help.
No.
Yeah. Whatever. You know, I don't.
Sei una persona maleducata. Lei è una persona maleducata.
Listen. Just leave. I'm walking away now, so maybe you could walk away too. Okay, just leave me alone. All right.
I'm gonna sit
in this stairwell. Why are you keep following me? It's seriously. I'm walking away.
Okay,
all right.
All right,
what if I just walk over there and, like, pound my fist in... You know what? I'm sorry. I was over the line. I'm going to step back. I'm walking back from this. I'm just... Whatever. Goodbye. Yeah, there's a big old bear. Yeah, that moves through the forest at dawn.
Yeah, well, when the sun comes up, I gotta find me my daddy. Dead back on. Yeah, well, I'm moving through the forest. Got my paw up. Won't get someone to get it up. Yeah, there's a big old bear. Yeah, just moves through the forest dawn. Yeah, well, when the sun comes up, well, now, well, shaggin', lay them timbers down.
Everyone else has left the room. It's 5 minutes past sleaze time. I'm going to give you more Blasted Al.
And while we're on the subject, what wouldn't end strangely in the shape of a monstrous, flying, tenderfoot mucus lion? Suppose you ask yourself all these things and there turned out to be no proper answer. You might find yourself wandering around with a basket asking people, am I a brownie? Have I ever been a brownie? Then what? Are you really prepared for the sort of conversations with the sort of people this will lead to? Have you no pride? Well, it's a lot to think about. But, and here's the point, probably it would be best if you left off trying to make out this small print. Best if you stopped reading right now, in fact, if only to concentrate more fully on your drinking and driving. Crash! This next one's been a big favorite. It's one we do at the bookstore when we get calls from people who have given our names out. It's to give recommendations to possible employers that call the store. We just reach into a little basket and we pull out these recommendations at random and read them over the phone to the prospective employers. It's called the John Eaton recommendations. Number one, yes, I'd be glad to give John Eaton a recommendation. He worked here 3 years and he was a fine young man and ideal employee. If it were possible for him to walk in here today and opening suited his qualifications, I remember little gauzy winged things fascinated him, and vice versa. He worked here 3 or 4 days, but I don't remember actually when it was. He had $18 when he left here. He speaks English quite well. Do you like American men? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to dart around and make a hole in the sky. Two. Yes, I'd be glad to give John Eaton a recommendation. Worked here 68 years. Do you like American men? I remember John Eaton and his vast library of pornography. He always said there was a sensation of heat which penetrated into his very vitals whenever he grappled at a tavern or nightclub with another pornographer in homage to his lord and master, the Prince of Darkness. Three. Yes, I'd be more than happy to give John Eaton a recommendation. He had a fine record, high scores on every sort of test, several commendations from his superiors, used to keep us all in stitches with his tales about exploring Louisiana with LaSalle. I remember he had a thing about smoking cigarettes on a toothpick. Whatever charm can be said to be, he told us plenty of times. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go strum a few heads for Uncle Sam. Four. John Eaton, he was never what you'd call a regular employee, more like somebody who drifted in one day and started talking about starting a detective agency on company time. He could go on about it for hours. I remember how he'd often get to blinking and sputtering and speak of being able to master any task because his mind and eyes were trained to grasp a picture in 1/10 of the normal time. Who'd you say? John Eaton? I remember he had some sort of scabby wasting sickness that was just as brave as could be about it. Always tried to pass it off as the result of excessive involvement in Weight Watchers. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go mess with the concept of time. Five. Yes, I'd be glad to give John Eaton a recommendation. worked here 6 weeks, and it was regrettable that we no longer had a niche. And